Nikolai slipped his Makarov pistol into the shoulder holster, put on his jacket, and stepped outside. He checked the time. 9:45. As agreed, his client's black Audi was parked on the corner. Everything was exactly like it was supposed to be. So far, the only unusual thing that winter morning was the bright sun that enveloped Moscow with a surreal warm glow. He squinted and crossed the street, looking for things out of place, for anything different, anything that suggested a possibility of danger. He passed by a small playground where two young mothers were pushing their toddlers on the swings. An elderly couple, hand in hand, walked by him. A middle-aged man turned the corner and kept going, his black poodle on a long leash. So far, nothing looked alarming. At 28 years old, tall, fit, muscular, and with prior military experience, Nikolai was one of the most sought-after bodyguards in the prestigious Centurion Personal Protection Agency in Moscow. Nikolai credited his success to his attention to detail and his ability to maintain his cool even in the most extreme circumstances, and his job provided plenty of such circumstances. Nikolai's younger and less experienced colleagues joked that he was as meticulous and as thorough as someone suffering from paranoia. Nikolai took such comments as a compliment because his so-called paranoia had saved more than one client's life and Nikolai's own life on more than a few occasions. As he neared the familiar four-story building, Nikolai closed his left eye in preparation for the darkness inside, a trick that cut the eyesight adjustment time in half. He opened the heavy spring-loaded door, stepped inside, and started walking up the steps to the top floor, looking for anything that could be a threat. Business as usual. His goal was to detect any changes from the day before, check for anything potentially lethal, and eliminate it. On the landing between the second and third floor, a piece of cardboard was stuck behind a radiator. That was a change. So Nikolai carefully pulled it out, inspected it, and swept the ray of his flashlight all around the radiator. Nothing. On the third floor, an old kitchen sink was leaning against the wall. Another change. Probably someone was remodeling, but Nikolai had to be sure. He lifted the sink, scaring a white cat that meowed angrily and ran up the steps. Nothing behind the sink. So far, so good. Nikolai kept walking up, all the way to the top. He inspected the floor by the door to the attic. It was clean and shiny, which meant that nobody had been inside the attic. The day before, Nikolai had sprinkled a thin line of powdered chalk right by the door. The line was barely visible, but if somebody had opened the door and walked around, Nikolai's flashlight would have revealed white, chalky traces. There was nothing. Nikolai took one last look around, ran down to the second floor, and rang the doorbell. Vasily Petrovich, his client of the last 3 months, opened the door and motioned for Nikolai to come in. Vasily Petrovich was a tall, broad-shouldered man in his late 30s, but looked closer to mid-40s. His face was youthful, but his manner and formal suits suggested someone more mature, a man who grew up too fast, like many of his generation and social status. Nikolai liked and respected Vasily Petrovich. He was smart, rational, and level-headed. He was also an honest and genuinely good person, and that made working for him so much easier. Money was not enough for Nikolai to continually put his life at risk. He had to have respect for his client and believe that saving that client's life was a worthy endeavor. Nikolai often wondered how Vasily Petrovich managed to work as a lawyer for the government and resist corruption. His honesty was part of the reason for Nikolai's presence. Vasily Petrovich called the Centurion Agency after a wave of high-profile murders of judges, prosecutors, and prominent businessmen swept through Moscow. Even though no direct threats were made against Vasily Petrovich, contentious disagreements were frequent and unpredictable at the current period of transition from government-owned to privately-owned property.